So the question was asked, David HaMelech, we are told, compiled the chapter of Psalms, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat, and David discusses the wicked. What wicked is he talking about? He discusses the fool. What fool is he talking about? What did I say? Yeah, Adam, right. Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, he had the neshama. David had his neshama, right? So Adam HaRishon, what wicked people is he talking about? So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Baba Metzia, on the bottom of Pehei Amid Beis. You want the long version or the short version? Long version. So the Talmud says the following story. We know Shmuel, the Amora Shmuel, was a disciple of Rebbe. Shmuel, who was a stargazer. Shmuel, who was a doctor. He was a master doctor. So the Talmud tells us that Rebbe had some kind of eye infection. And Shmuel gave him medication and said, put this in your eye. Rebbe said, it's too painful, I can't do that. So Shmuel said, put it on your pillow. Rebbe said, that's too painful, I can't do that. So Shmuel said, okay, here's a special tube with the medication. Put it under your pillow, and as you sleep at night, it'll seep through the pillow and cure your eye. And he cured Rebbe that way. He was a brilliant doctor, Shmuel. So Rebbe tried, because Shmuel was such a big Talmud Chacham, and he knew his stuff so well, Rebbe tried to convene a court in order to officiate the smicha, give Shmuel authorization to give ruling in all kinds of halachot. He tried to write up that document. And every time they would sit down to convene, a different emergency would turn up and they could never get their act together. Every time they tried, it didn't work. So Shmuel said, Rabbi, don't worry. I saw Adam's book. And it says over there in Adam's book that I will be your doctor, I will be called a wise man, but I will never get the title rabbi. So, you know, that's why you're trying, it's just not going to work. It's already been written. So Rashi explains that God showed Adam every generation that would be created and their rabbis and their orators and their wise men. So Adam had a picture of what's to come in the whole world. Adam didn't just live in this little bubble called the Garden of Eden. Adam was shown what's yet to come in the whole world. That's why Adam is told there's going to be a little baby named David, the son of Jesse, the son of Yishai, and he's going to die the first year of childbirth. He's not going to live out his first year. And he has the potential to be the Messiah and to bring the Messiah. And Adam says, okay, give him 70 years from my life. And that's why Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. We say a day in God's world is 1,000 years. And God says, on the day you eat from the forbidden fruit, you will die. So why didn't Adam live 999 years and 364 days? Because he said, God, take 70 years of my life and give it to David. I want him to have life. So Adam, when he's compiling Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, that's from a perspective of the whole world. It's not just Adam's perspective. Gee, what a world I live in. That's a tree. That's a lion. I'm an Adam. No. Adam had the perspective of his day till the end of time. And based on that, he's writing Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. You see that even though he's in the Garden of Eden, what is he yearning for? Yom Shekulo Shabbos. But what are you lacking? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. He knows there's an Olam Haba, and that's what he's yearning for in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And the song of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is written from the first day of creation with an outlook to the last day, to the Olam Haba. And that's what he's yearning for. He's yearning to get there already. But the perspective is the perspective of all of humanity.